Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. How you be? This is Jimena, your host. If you would like to give us a call, please do so. The number is 323-375-0849. Press 1 to get in the queue to talk to us. But today's topic is drama. Drama. How do you handle it? Woohoo! Whoa. So I've been noticing that people lately have been acting weird. They've just been acting so out of sorts. And a lot of it, I understand. And if you step back from the scene. If you step back from it and you act like third person with a third person point of view, then you start looking at all these people and how they behave, and it's kind of like a show. A show where people are just coming up with these ridiculous lines, and they're just being as dramatic as they can be, and life is the end of the world. It's at the end of the world, and oh my gosh! So, how are you handling everything that's going on around you? I've been following Cryan writings and channelings and all this stuff for over, I don't know, 7 years or so. And I went back and I read all his books. And at the beginning of it, he says, stand behind the wall. Stand behind the wall and watch all the chaos happen around you. Do not be part of the drama. Do not just stand behind and everything will fizzle out. You don't have to get involved. That is, I take his advice very, very much to heart. And when there's drama, it doesn't really, I don't take it personally. And I also don't, if you don't take it personally, then you don't have a point of view to defend. And you don't have anything to align to. So if you stay neutral, and then everything just goes by. And if it doesn't, then, of course, you got to take measures. But it's not like you don't have to be running around. This past weekend, I heard that there was some commotion, that this lady, it was at a party. And these ladies, they were together, but one of them was busy thinking of something else, some other problem she had at home. And these other two ladies, they were like talking to each other, saying, oh, she's not even paying attention to us. I wonder what she's doing, blah, blah, blah. So they were just making up this whole story about why the other lady was not paying attention to them. And it must be that Duma, too good of this, and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, really? In the meantime, she was worried about something else completely different, and she was oblivious to everything that was going on. Sometimes we make up the story, and then we start causing more problems. And other times, there's also the thing about not being able to live without some drama. If we don't have it in our lives, we go looking for it somewhere else, or we create it just because we need that adrenaline that it builds when we have drama going on in our life. And it becomes an addiction. Some people are addicted to having drama in their lives. It's something that if they have peace and calm and joy, cannot live with that. They don't know why. They don't know how to live with something like that. Quieting the mind, being present with themselves, and being happy. They just have no clue what that's like. And then they have to go and create some. And, you know, if they don't create it for themselves, they create it for others. And but voila, they have entertainment from then on. So where have you been doing this? Are you doing this? Are you part of some those people who has to create drama or has to be somehow or other involved in some type of drama, and everything's coming up will be destroying and create awesome system. Ryan Rungrimba Parampak Online Shorts Boys and Beyonds. Oh my gosh, you guys really do create drama somehow. That was quite heavy, you all. Oh my God. Oof. So, so what else is possible? What else do you guys do? We went walking this past weekend with our dog, and my nephew came over with his, and I have the baby here, and she is she's a mastiff, and he is a golden Labrador. So they're both big dogs, but between the two, she likes to take the lead. She's the alpha, I would say. But then he also doesn't fall far behind. So I would say maybe in something she's the alpha in one thing and he's the alpha in other things, that type of thing. But we went for a walk, and I usually hold him because I don't get to see him that often, other, only on weekends. And my nephew holds her because that way they get to spend time, quality time together. Well, we'll go for a long walk, about a mile or so walk. As we were walking, I was holding her this time, and he was holding the lab. And suddenly, she wanted to run around. She wanted to play rough with him. And when she decides to do something, you cannot stop her. I cannot stop her. She's all muscle. So I said, "Stop it, drama queen." And she looked at me like, "What do you mean?" So I also put and park them as to the drama they were causing in the park, and everything went back to normal. But it was so funny because I said, "Stop it, drama queen." And then she was like, "Ah, I can't believe you called me that. Oh, my gosh." But that's the thing. When you are in some kind of drama, one thing to do is to just stand behind the line, behind the wall, if that works for you, if you're able to do that. Just stand behind the wall or change your perspective by introducing a joke like that and her behaving that way. We were able to change her perspective. We were able to go ahead and say, okay, the energy changed because there was a energy of mischievousness, and then the seriousness changed, and that way perspectives were changed. So whenever you're involved in drama, what would it take for you to shift your point of view and not take it personally? Just drop your barriers, and when there's no barriers there, nobody can hit against it, because when they try to hit you, it's empty air. There's no barriers to hit against. So drop your barriers, and they will continue coming at you, but then there's not going to be anything because they're looking for a reaction. They are looking for a reaction to bounce off, and then they will continue to do it, and then people start getting angry, start getting mad, and blah, blah, blah. And then, but if there's no barriers, you're like, okay, number one, because how you react to it is, it's something that also has a lot to do with it. If you react in an aggressive mode, aggressive manner, then you're adding fuel to the fire. So everything that's coming up will be destroyed and created awesome to the film. Ryan Rungren and Papa and Paco on Shorts Boys and Beyonds. Oh my gosh, you guys, that one is heavy. My forehead is hurting. Whoa. So, and everywhere that you have been behaving as if the drama, whenever we are involved, if you are somewhere and there is drama, normally it's either we are co-creating it with someone or something, okay? Because we're always co-creating someone or something. And that nothing just happened. Look at your choices. What led you to this? It doesn't work for you. If it no longer works for you, then perhaps would it be better for you to make other choices. Just because you made one choice now doesn't mean you cannot make it and make new choices. You know, you can make new choices every 10 seconds. So everything that's coming up will be the shining creator of the situation. Brian Wilmgren, Bapa, and Paco, and Shorts, and Beyond. This is a clearing statement from Access Consciousness. So if you want to hear more about it, you want to read more about it, go to theclearingstatement.com, and there's like 2 pages long of explanation of what it means. So as you do this, right, just go ahead and decide what else is possible for you to step out of that drama. Because just because you started doesn't mean you have to continue with it. You can always decide to change your point of view. You can always decide to change your the way you behave with these people. You can also decide to change how you interact with these people. Therefore, you don't feed into other people's drama. And you know, you ask yourself, what is the value of creating this in my life, my living, my reality? A lot of times people create drama in their lives by not having enough funds to cover their expenses. Like on Friday, I was talking to this guy. It's so funny because, and he's somebody I have never, ever met in my life. He's a colleague of mine, and we just spoke over the phone. So he was telling us, because there's some changes at work that are happening, and he was telling me how this one guy, he was told that he had to find a new job or else he was going to get laid off within the company or outside the company, whichever way he wanted to go. So he had to move to another state. So he was able to find another position within the company. He's been working at this company for about 30 years. So he was able to find a position within the company. And so he was training the person that was going to replace him. And then, he was given a notification that the new position he had, they were doing away with it. Therefore, he was out of the job, which was kind of interesting, don't you think? I'm like, he is 52 years old or so. So, yes, I get that a lot of people are saying right now, oh, my gosh, poor guy. But also, let's turn the coin a little bit here, okay? He had 2 jobs, and out of the 2 jobs, within a short period of time, he managed to delete or get rid of the position. So think of him as the creator of his reality, right? Of telling that he was done working in this field that he's working in. Yeah. Because as my friend was talking to me about this guy, I asked him, did he want to retire? He goes, oh, no, of course not. He's only 50-some. And I said, oh, interesting. Who is it to say that you have to be X years to retire? But think about you guys think about this. 2 positions that he had, he managed to get rid of them. He managed to delete it. He managed to make it, you know, go away. Now, this is a freaking powerful individual, don't you think? Yeah. And so maybe he was tired of what he was doing. But some people just do not get that they are so that powerful. We are that powerful. And you have to pay attention when you have a pattern going on in your life. You got to start asking questions. What is this? What can I do about it? Can I change it? How do I change it? Okay, now if he went into the poor me type of point of view, then he's going to be having drama in his life. Whereas if he goes into the point of view of, I am such a good creator, I managed to destroy 2 positions, and look, I'm finally out of that industry or out of that line of work. What are you gonna do? What makes you happy? What makes you jump out of bed? So see, it's about give and take, right? It's about give and take. So everywhere that you have been going into the poor me, things happen to me, and or things never happen for me, and I'm always on the downside. Are you willing to let that go and now and step up into the power you truly be and everything that's not that this training and create? Online shorts, listen beyond. Oh my gosh, you guys, that was heavy too. So every word that you're thinking to the point of view that everything happens to you and never ever good happens to you and you and people do things to you and just things are really bad. When what would it take for you to step up into the ownership of your creation, and then create your awesome creation? Brian Ron Gurumba Parampak Online Shorts with and Beyond. Wow, that was interesting energy coming up, you guys. So every word that you have decided that you are at the mercy of everyone else, when in reality you are the one who are creating what you see around you, what you touch around you, the relationships you have around you, are you willing to now acknowledge that you are the one in control of your life, living in reality, and everything that's not that is trying to create? And now that you know you are the one who is co-creating with whoever is coming into your life, you're living your reality, your finances, that you are co-creating with them, are you now willing to say, okay, if I'm co-creating this, what would it take for me to co-create what I really and truly desire my lifestyle to be like? And everything that's coming up, believe this should not create your ultimate feeling. Right, well, I'm going to bop on back for my short squeeze and beyond. Whoa. Take a deep breath and exhale. So every word that you have been hiding your head in the sand saying, no, things just happen. Oh, by the way, and you don't acknowledge your creation, that is when you start giving other beings credit for it, and they do take it. They do take the credit. And sometimes they take advantage of that. And then you start wondering why things never work out for me. And that's because you have given away your power to these other beings. So every word that you have been living in the I don't know world, making you unaware and giving others credit for your creativity, for your creation, will you destroy and create that sense of feeling? Brian Ron Grimba Parampako my shorts with and beyond. Whoa, cool. How does it get any better? So remember, you are the creator of your life. Everything around you is created by you. You create drama. You know how what to do now. You know to stop it. You can always have a new choice. You can always step behind the line and just be the silent spectator that you can be. It's kind of like watching a Shakespeare play. It's really interesting. Do that. If when you find yourself in drama, first of all, ask yourself, what is the value of doing this? That is the first question you should ask, because we don't do anything, unless we find a value, unless we really, truly find a value. So, and then, get behind the line and watch people behave, and you'll be like, wow, I can't believe they do this. I can't believe they actually said it. I can't believe they did, you're just going to be amazed as to the behavior. And you're like, huh, interesting point of view. And it's not about judging people, number one. Okay, it's not about judging people, but it's kind of like about saying, oh, okay, if it wasn't because I'm aware and I'm standing behind the line, I would be in the middle of the mess over there. So I choose not to be. That's why I'm standing behind the line, behind the wall, and just be there. You don't have to take a point of view. You don't have to take anybody's side. You can just be, okay, cool. That's how it is. No big deal. And then take ownership of your creation. you are creating every single minute and second of your life. Whether you are aware of it or not, you are creating. And nobody is doing anything to you. It's only you doing it to you. And now the things are going to be with these new energies. Oh, by the way, how have you guys been in the new energy? It's been quite heavy, hasn't it? It's been quite a ride. So everywhere that you have been blaming you, or you have not been taking it easy on your body, will you let that go now and just have ease and joy and glory with your body? Shina Gray, right? One good about Papa Papa, Church, and Beyond. Good job. So let's go ahead and do an activation now so that you can have more ease and you don't go seeking drama. And you can have more ease in your life without having to seek drama or having to be part of it or having to create it for yourself, okay? So let's go ahead and take a deep breath. And let's go ahead and ground you. Ground, ground, ground. If you're driving or operating heavy machinery, please do not listen to this at this moment. You can always come back. The energies are recorded. So continue to ground yourself. Imagine your roots going all the way to the heart of Gaia. Pull energy from Gaia. Pull energy from her. All the way up your roots, through your body, and out your crown. There you go. Do it smooth and even. Smooth and even. And allow the Creator's energy to come down your body and disconnect you from the need to have trauma in your life, you live in your reality. And everywhere you might have needed that as that special ingredient in your life to make it exciting, allow the energies to come and relieve all that need that you have to live in drama. And everywhere that you have been feeling overwhelmed as well, allow the energies to come and give you the knowledge that you can handle anything given to you. If you couldn't, you wouldn't be given it. Let's go ahead and disconnect you from the collective consciousness of overwhelm and trauma and connect you to ease, joy, grace, let's go ahead and ground this energy from Mother Earth. Ground, ground, ground. And pull energy from the Mother. Up your root, up your body, and out your crown. Ground, ground, ground. And pull energy from the Mother. Through your body and out your crown. When you're ready, rub your hands together, rub your face, and if you close your eyes, go ahead and open them. Take a deep breath and exhale. How you be? honeybee, remember, you cannot, as the creator that you be, you are never overwhelmed. It's a lie, something that we have bought because it's something that will stop us from the creators that we be. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, just ask, how does it get any better than this? And then things will get easier. But if you are asking if good things are happening, things, opportunities are coming to you, it's opportunities you created. And by saying, I'm so overwhelmed, you're stopping the flow. So allow yourself to enjoy all this. And always ask, what else is possible and how does it get any better than this? Ask the question and you will get assistance. What was it? I asked a question this weekend to a friend of mine, to friends of mine, and somebody mentioned, oh, it's already fixed. You don't have to worry about it. Of course it wasn't. But somebody else came to me and said, here are the files. You don't need to worry. It's already fixed. These files will fix it. And had I not asked, I would have been dealing with a mess. But I asked, and I was given the answer for it. So always ask. If you get the solution, great. How does it get any better? If you don't get the solution right away, then what's going to happen is you're starting the energies to move, and the solutions will come to you. Maybe somebody will not give it to you. Maybe it will come to you in your dreams. But it will come to you. You don't have to worry about it. So, my friends, it's been fun. I had a blast talking about drama and talking about the experiences I've had this past weekend. If you have any suggestions on topics, let me know, and we will schedule it. Thank you very much. I appreciate you listening to us. Until next Monday, have a great week. Aloha. Bye-bye.